Your station for Fleetwood Town.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
My view is that it's a part of the English transfer system that I don't particularly agree with, because, you know, we had worked for 72 hours post Burton on what we felt was going to be the starting 11 for Sheffield, and how they were going to play and who we may identify as person to leave on the ball and not to leave on the ball. You, as a manager, you go through all of these scenarios and you work your game prep, you spend a lot of time doing that, and then you find out on the day of the game at around about 4 o'clock, 3 hours before kick-off, that they've signed a loan player. And, you know, it changes the formation, it changes several aspects of maybe your preparation. Now, that's not what lost us the game, but that could have a great bearing on a team's preparation, and it's an aspect that I don't think is right, although we will exploit it. I don't think it's right.
I suppose some people will say, well, what if the manager, what if you just decided to totally change your strike force, you know, an hour before kickoff when you've got to hand the team sheet in? Isn't it just the same as that, really?
No, but that's the manager's prerogative. That's there. You know, I could say to you guys all week that there was a certain member of the squad was injured and then play him on the Saturday to surprise opposition. That's a tactical tool. But to actually be able to bring a player in that is not within your squad when we're trying to almost guess the formation. We try to guess the other team's formation and their lineup based on consistency of selection. So based on that, we had no idea that he could be involved.
If the opposition changes their strike force, at least you know those players, don't
you? Absolutely, yeah.
Dean Hammond is a name that's been plucked
from the ether. Absolutely. So we have no background on him. We have no checks on him. And like I said, that wasn't the reason we lose the game. But it's an area that I don't think is particularly good within the English transfer system. The emergency loan system is going to close down. I think it's a good thing, actually, for the game, because I think once you've got your players in, you really should have to deal with that. And I think it will make for a far more level playing field.
So a lot of managers are quite concerned that they haven't got that option. But you're in favour of
it? I'm in favour of it because, you know, I think that part of being a manager is actually finding ways to improve your team from within, and not always having the resource when things go against you to just go and sign another player. And I think that it will be a greater test for managers, always finding ways to improve your team, ways to improve your players, ways to change things, different ways to motivate them, all of these aspects. And surely that is what a manager's job is about. You know, I know that to a degree, spotting players and bringing in players is also, but that should be done within the transfer window. And once you have done that, then I think it should be a greater onus on how you manage your group.